They told of their daughters and sisters, a mother, an aunt, all taken cruelly from them, and they expressed outrage that they should be forced to pay, as taxpayers, for the killers to live. Ed Oster lost his daughter to Spokane serial killer Robert Yates.
I would like somebody to explain to me, what right does this man have to keep breathing? And I have to pay taxes and feed him. My daughter's in the ground. She has two children and grandchildren that they'll never, ever see her.
The family members were in Olympia to speak out against Governor Inslee's death penalty moratorium. Senator Steve O'Bann has introduced legislation that would require the governor to gather input from the state clemency and pardons board before staying a death sentence. O'Bann asked each witness in turn whether the governor had contacted him or her before announcing the moratorium. Each said no. Sandy Mullins from the governor's office told lawmakers that Inslee did speak to a number of victims' family members. She added that the Clemency and Pardons Board has no authority over the governor's ability to grant reprieves. Those put punishments temporarily on hold, but don't affect the person's conviction. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.